Okay, we are live. Fucking hell, what a game. My name's Alex, I'm from the Tripod, and welcome to our round 13 rapid reaction pod, where we basically break down all the games of the round. There were only four this week, and obviously our bets as well. Didn't have the best round this week, but finished on a strong note, going 10-1 on the most recent game there, Tigers-Roosters. Just get Jacob in here. I guess first things, Tripod app, it's TRYPOD. You can find it in the App Store and in the Google Play Store. That's where we release all our tips and our multis and all our comps, obviously, as well. $50 comps Thursday through Sunday. What a game, mate.
Yeah, that was a cracking game to end the round after three kind of yawners, to be honest. And 10-1 on our tips. We needed that after we got rolled in the previous three. And, you know, we can break down those games. In fact, that's what we will do. But we'll talk about the one we just saw. In fact, we actually went 10-0 on our tips that we gave out on Wednesday night. But we happened to actually take the Tigers a week ago on Sunday. We took the Tigers when you can get them $1.90 to win. We spoke about the reasons why last week. I mean, we were expecting all the four Roosters Origin players that got picked, plus potentially Fergo. There was even whispers of Kiri getting picked. And we didn't realise Tupou would be back. And in the end, I mean, his tackle right at the end actually was the difference of who basically covered that game. So we came back on this game, took the Roosters plus the 2.5, took Tigers unders, took both team unders. This game screamed unders. And this one went according to plan, exactly how we called it. And yeah, the story of the game, I think, was try-saving tackles. Some amazing ones. I mean, that hit by Radley, which doesn't end up really changing the game because Reynolds burrows over next play, but fucking unbelievable try-saver on Madalena, obviously the Tupou one, and then it comes down to a face-off between Fanua and Fergo. Geez, heart-in-your-mouth stuff. And it was, it was crazy. I mean, should the Tigers have got a penalty when they made that break off the bomb? Right at the end, it seems like they got held down forever. But, very exciting finish to the round, and now we look forward to Origin.
Bloody oath, and it was a bit of a yawn. First half, I was thinking, what the fuck is going on? Have all these dudes gone out on the fucking piss on a Saturday night and rocked up for the Sunday game just fucking blind? Because there were so many weird errors in the first half, just drop balls, fucking Kiri fumbling off his thigh in the in goal. Like, it was just the messiest game I've ever seen. But yes, it was fucking exciting in the second half, that's for sure. But yes, that's the thing. Should have been a penalty. I'll tell you what they fucking should have done. And yes, you may correct me just because they did end up scoring anyway. But down 8 with 5 minutes left, yes, you do take the 2 right there in front of the sticks because you need to score twice anyway. I know it ended up that they had a chance to win it, but in that scenario, every day of the week, you're taking the 2 to make it a 6-point game. But yeah, once again, Tigers, like we've said every fucking week, haven't scored, have scored more than 20 points 3 times this year. Once again, they were a dead nut under team. And obviously with the Roosters missing some key guys, we kind of knew this would be an unders game, and that's how it was basically the whole way through. Just average attack and pretty solid defense, to be fair.
Because both these teams are great defensive sides, and we can interact a little bit. Lots of comments saying that the Roosters got the call. So I mentioned, I do think Tigers should have fucking had a penalty when they were down 16-14. They made the break. I mean, the Roosters just all over in the ruck. They literally burned three or four straight tackles where they couldn't fucking play the ball properly because they're just getting rolled. And that should have been 16-all. We're in a beautiful position to middle the game. But they did end up going out wide, and Corey Thompson nearly scores the winning try again, just like he did in round one against them, which, at the end of the day, there's so many close calls and close moments. Fuck, how close was that ball to the line? But it was kind of like we said, it was going to be a close game and it was going to be low scoring. As I said, 10-1 on plays.
Yeah, it's funny because, I guess some people who played Tigers early on, just Tigers to win, and then played back on Roosters plus 4, like we suggested, they were probably hoping, oh, fuck, hope the Tigers do get in from there and maybe they miss the conversion and then, we could put a 1 both of those plays. But really, it was 6 of this, half a dozen of the other for us because we also had under 3.5 second half tries. So, if the Tigers get in there, it pushes it over and, it would have been exactly the same for us. So, 10-0 on the ones that we released, on Thursday. But bloody good game. Then we got absolutely butt fucked for the rest of the week. I think when the Cows beat Manly 26-12, we had 10 plays on that one, and we fucking went 3-7. And we liked Manly and we liked the under, and it was a dead nut under game, and obviously went under the total and everything. But we just thought it was a perfect spot for Manly. With the Cows coming off 2 absolutely heartbreaking losses, we didn't think they'd show up. But I think this is more a blight on Manly. I mean, I know the Cows played fairly decent and they did turn up, but Manly fucking didn't show up. There was no heart there. They just got beaten from the kickoff, and they just got out enthused the whole game. Really, really disappointing showing at home from Manly. But I think, yeah, that could be the win that turns the Cowboys season around, because they've been having some horrible luck.
You know who would have been happy watching that game on Thursday night? It would have been Kevvy Walsh. He's just very sure that he's made the right choice with the Queensland halfback. It's Cherry Evans. You talk about wanting to prove yourself and show, you know, he claimed that he should have been in the Origin team. Well, that's the game where you come out and do it. I mean, how many guys were out for the Cowboys? I know Michael Morgan's out. He hasn't been playing this well. But they're missing basically an entire forward pack. You lost McLean earlier in the year. You lost Asiata earlier in the year. Matt Scott was suspended. Bolton was late scratching. You lost Cohen Hess. You lost Gavin Cooper. That's a whole forward pack out. It's in Manly. I mean, I love that play to take Manly. We know that both Trbojevic's were out, and they are big outs for Manly. But they still had more than enough to win with. And for me, it was fifth tackle options. They did not force a dropout till like 5 minutes to go when it was all over. They could not mount any pressure. And the Cowboys, the class of JT and having him in this Origin period, it was the difference. And yeah, they're too good. Manly was shit. I mean, I loved the fact that we got Manly at $1.80. I feel like you do win that 60% of the time, but they were just terrible Thursday night. We've got to move on. Lucky we had the unders.
Well, yeah, it's funny. Like, I mean, I can see some comments now, like people saying, oh, we should just fucking fade you guys for the rest of the season. But it's a funny one. Like, you know, even those first three games of the round where we got all the sides wrong, to be honest, all of those lines close, you know, two or more points better than what we got them for. And that's like all you can fucking hope for in the long run when you're sports betting, is to get a number that's better than the close. And these close drastically different to where we got them. So, you know, you ask me if I'm going to play those 100 times again. I'd play them 100 times again if I'm getting 2 points better than the close. So, next one, Rabbits beating the Sharks 22-14. It was a little surprising. I mean, but the Rabbits, yeah, they just outplayed them. And I guess, yeah, when you sort of look back, everyone was probably a bit too high on the Sharks. And we realised it was the public side. And once again, you know, we got a good line at 2.5. It closes 5.5, 6 in some places. And they just didn't turn up. I think, you know, the big difference was the halves, I think. I mean, the Rabbits had their halves intact and they dominated. Dewey was good at the back. And, you know, we were worried about kind of the guys that were missing from South. But, you know, when you got the Burgess boys fucking tearing it up down the middle, they beat up on that Sharks forward pack, that's for sure. So, yeah, I mean, when you look back and you say Sharks won 5 in a row and you really break it down to who they really beaten, they didn't beat anyone that great over that stretch. But, yes, I do agree both these teams are still contenders, but very good showing by the Rabbits.
Yeah, the first three games of today, I mean, of this round, we did fine today, so I hope that Joe, who's being a little bit of a face bully right now, hope you didn't bet too much against us today, because as we said, we won 10 out of 10 tips that we gave on Wednesday. But teams that we have been believing in the last few weeks, like the Cowboys, and we've made money on them the previous two rounds, then they have probably their best performance of the last 3 weeks, and they actually do break through and win when we thought they might find it hard to take energy on the road, missing all the key outs that I said. And then you've got a team like Bunnies. We've believed in them all year. We were the ones saying they're a top four side before the season even began. Nobody else was. And they were missing a lot of key guys. But you touched on it. Dwayne was awesome at fullback. I thought you got guys like Campbell Graham, who's recently come back from injury, who is, you know, able to take some of that load in the outside backs. He's a star player. And in the forward pack, the Burgesses, but Johnny Sutton, reborn as well. And like guys like Cam Murray, really good players. They were able to cover their outs. And it's fucking bullshit as well, because like, we bet on the Sharks against the Dragons. We lose by 20 in that one. We say the Sharks are actually a good team. They're just like struggling with injuries. They win 6 in a row. I think we've had mixed results there. We've ridden them a couple of times. We also went against them like on Sunday against the Knights. We go against the Sharkies, fucking turn it on. And then they no-show on Friday night. And you do just get flat spots in a season. And it's hard. Like, you get the Sharks minus 2.5, as you say. At game time, you could have come back with a plus 6. But they just weren't good enough at the end of the day. One or two guys that may be still playing through injury on that team as well. But overall, those two sides are both going to be thereabouts come finals time. But yeah, we copped it on that Friday night.
Yeah, we fucking copped it on Saturday too, with the Knights beating the Eels 30-4. That was probably one of the most surprising results for me for the round. I mean, we've been very staunch about how the Knights are a much better home team than away team. And obviously, they just rolled the Eels away from home. And I mean, I don't want to make excuses, but fuck me, half the Eels team is going off on a stretcher during that game. And I mean, Bevan French to get knocked out cold in the first few minutes, is brutal. And we loved the over as well. And of course, when you bet the over, you hope that dudes like fucking Bevan French and Moses can finish the fucking game. But no, of course not. And when you bet the over, you hope that the Eels can score more than 4 fucking points. So I think, you know, once again, I liked that bet, betting the over and betting the Eels. And I mean, yeah, if things rolled out a little bit differently and there weren't as many injuries during that game, then things may have gone differently. But yes, very, very good by the Knights. I didn't trust them in that spot, and they proved me wrong. But fucking disappointing for the Eels. I think they may have just given up on the season. It's got to be close for them.
Yeah, you would have thought maybe this is one where the Eels, you know, are favoured to win. They haven't been favourites for a while. You'd think they should be able to get up and win this one. They seem to be desperate. I mean, King Gutho is trying his fucking heart out, but he's not getting much support from his other boys. Brad Arthur really does seem to be hurting. We've always said he's one of the best coaches in the league, but they're, I don't know, they are so disjointed. We loved overs, and as you say, I mean, we had over 6.5 tries, and it lands on 6 tries, and there's opportunities at the end, and you had no Bevan French for the whole game, and you lost Mitchell Moses, so that is unlucky. And again, like, you know, you go back to last Sunday, where we get the Knights at home, plus 6.5 against the Sharks. Sharkies, no, you know, no Fifita. And they get absolutely obliterated. And then fast forward 5 or 6 days later, and the Sharks have an absolute fucking lay a steaming turd on the field while the Knights have their performance of the season. So, I mean, it's our job to kind of pick. We can't just say that's bad luck. Like, oh, Sharkies won 6 in a row, it's not our fault, they lost. It's our job to kind of find spots where teams might be flat or where teams will be up for it. We said it'll be just like the Knights after... you know, after losing a bunch in a row when we were catching points with them, such as, you know, against Bunnies, against Penrith. I think we had unders against Titans. They conceded like 34 points or something. That finally they put up a good performance when we're not on them. And that is the way it goes sometimes. You know, they're not going to make the finals, but they just got on top of Eels, and the harder Eels tried, the worse it got for them.
It was just fucking putrid, some of the goal line defense. Like, we've been heaping shit on the Knights' goal line defense all season, and it's not great. But the Eels just letting in the softest tries I've ever fucking seen. And it just seems like, you know, throughout the season, you kind of watch them, and yes, they can turn it on in spots. But dead set, I think that more games than not, they've looked like they just don't care. And as the season progresses, when they stay towards the bottom of the ladder, that care factor is going to go down and down and down. And, you know, like, once they're kind of mathematically eliminated from the race, from the top 8, that's when you probably want to start fading them a bit more. But yeah, just the effort level is just really disappointing, especially when you've got a coach like Brad Arthur that can't fucking seem to get them fired up for this one. That's it. Only 4 games. So yeah, that'll do it for this one. Unfortunately, yeah, another slight losing round. But yeah, we got back some money at least on tonight's game, went 10-1. Tuesday, we'll be doing a pod Tuesday, 6 p.m. We'll do round 14 and we'll do Origin bets as well. So that could be a bit of a longer one, but we'll break down full round 14, give out some bets on that, and then also Origin. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, we can just touch briefly on the round 14 matches because a lot can change depending on what happens Wednesday night. There's always a couple of brutal injuries and there's guys that just aren't able to back up, and that can, you know, when these are key players, the best players in the NRL playing on Wednesday night, that's going to change our outlook on the upcoming round. And really all anyone cares about now is Origin 1 at the MCG. Sure. Fucking bring it on. We killed Origin last year, all 3 games. We've spoken about that before. Game 1 last year, people didn't know which way we were siding. We just came out straight up and said, we're going against our own state, our own Maroon team, and we, you know, we gave out New South Wales -21.5, and we were just about laughed off the very live video. But it goes to show that, yeah, we like money more than we like our own team sometimes. So you guys will have to wait and see which side we're leaning and where we're finding value, best bets for Wednesday night's Origin 1 opener. But, yeah, we'll see you Tuesday night, 6 p.m.
Tuesday night, 6 p.m. See you then, guys.